Bach or anything. Try to go back to the source. And once you know that, then you can, you know, it's a good thing to do your own take on it if you have one. Don't force it. Sooner or later, it'll come out. Because when I was, you know, in my younger days, I just wanted to play like Bill Monroe for a few years. And I got pretty good at it up to a certain point. And I realized, gee, this is weird. I'm not Bill Monroe. And it got to the point where, well, how would Bill Monroe think? How does he think? I got pretty strange. Fortunately, this other thing emerged, or I'd have been stuck there, you know, just trying to analyze Bill Monroe for the rest of my life, which isn't a bad thing. It kept me off the streets, you know. What about you there, sir?
Oh, man. I'm a lot like you, David. Of course, I'm born into this bluegrass band. And Bill Monroe, David Grisman, Jesse McReynolds, Bobby Osborne, Frank Wakefield, Sam Bush, those guys are the ones that influenced me the most. And I have such incredible respect for the people that have taken it farther. Chris Thiele and Sierra, where they're playing.
Take it down the road. Take it
down the road.
Gosh, these guys are my heroes for sure. So this is a blast for me.
Kickoff to Mule Skinner Blues, Bill Monroe's kickoff?
Teach us.
I'll teach you. Because it always intrigued me. It seemed like he always played the same thing, you know, but I could never quite understand it. And I finally made a tape loop out of it. Just to have tape recorders. And I got pretty good with the razor blade, or at first the scissors, and they make this splicing tape. And, you know, I recorded the kickoff, which goes like this. Then the guitar, I just couldn't get it listening to it, so I cut it, I recorded it on a tape, and I cut it at the beginning and spliced that onto the end and just kept listening to it. I might have slowed it down, too. And I realized that he plays, it's kind of not in any time signature, it's the music here. But he plays two G notes, and then he plays three G notes. And then he plays this lick. Yeah. And then he kind of repeats it. Bluegrass boys, but there's just a picture of Bill Monroe playing guitar. he actually played guitar on the original record of Mule Skinner Blues.
Yes,
the one we're talking about is what's called the New Mule Skinner Blues. That came out in 1950.
Should we play a little Bill Monroe too?
Yeah.